chapter 16. Happy sounds of Dibbons laughing and playing drifted up through the open library window at Redwall Abbey. Old Quelt, Snowdrop, and the three young puzzle solvers sat around the long polished table. The sister had one pore on Tyria's farewell letter and the other on the Geminia tome.
I think the answers lie somewhere twixt these two. First we need to study the clues Tyria left for us. Then we can look up any references to them in the tome.
Giri stifled a yawn.
Is it nearly lunchtime yet?
Old Quelt looked over his glasses at the young squirrel.
Bored with study already, are we, young sir?
Giri flicked a paper pellet he had made through the window.
There's no sense in saying that I'm not, sir.
The librarian recorder turned his attention to Tribsy and Brinty.
Has your interest become dulled also, friends?
The young mole yawned.
Oh, word, I'm a-doing my best to deserve, but 'tis hard work a-studying gird old books.
From where he was slumped in his chair, Brinty nodded to the open window.
There's a lovely sunny day going to waste while we're stuck in this gloomy library. 'Tisn't fair.
Sister Snowdrop sniffed meaningly.
That's because you lack a true scholar's dedication.
Giri slouched over to the window, scowling rebelliously.
That's all right for you to say, sister. You've been studying since long before we were born, but we're still young. We want to be outdoors in the summer days, like all the others. I'll bet Tyria's having a great time right now, travelling on a long journey and having all sorts of adventures, probably. Some beasts have all the good fortune.
Brinty pouted.
Aye, and here's us, swatting away and getting old and dusty. What did her letter say? Leave thy red wall friends to read that tale of ancient life. Ancient life. That's what we'll become sitting round here.
Snowdrop looked to the letter.
That's exactly what it says. Leave thy red wall friends to read that tale of ancient life when Coriam the castaway took Mossguard Maid as wife.
Tribsy sighed.
Hume read that twice afore, marm, but it bain't got nothing's much furtherer.
Snowdrop tapped the letter decisively.
But these lines mean something important, I'm sure.
Old Quelt made a suggestion.
Snowdrop, why don't you and I ponder on this a while? Meanwhile, our young friends can pop down to the kitchens and ask Friar Bibble to pack a picnic lunch for five. Then we can all meet up at the Abbey Pond to do our work. Perhaps the open air will do us good.
Cheered up by the idea, the three young ones were already making for the door. Brinty called out happily.
That's the stuff, Mr. Quelt. We'll ponder by the pond.
The ancient recorder thought for a moment, then chuckled.
How very droll. Ponder by the pond. I like that.